Run DNA has an extensive range of running and walking footwear. They're trusted by podiatrists and physiotherapists. The Run DNA fitter's advice is second to none. Pop into Run DNA, 20 Manton Street, Hindmarsh, or 391 Fullerton Road, Fullerton. They're open 7 days, plenty of off-street parking. If you walk or run, you need to Run DNA.
Fair or fast, Sophie and Ben challenge each other with their sporting conundrums.
So if I've got the new ball to begin fair or fast, and I want to start on AFL with Geelong's Tom Stewart suffering concussion and now out of the grand final, the AFL's finals bye will be moved next year. Fair or fast?
Good question, Hookie. I'm going to go fast, not probably for the reasons that I think you think I'm going to go fast, but I'd like to think that it's just not one player that's going to change where the finals bye or the bye is going to go. Obviously, the bye this year was after the minor rounds and before the finals kicked off. I don't think we should move the bye just because one person's got a concussion. I think, look, how do you say it? It's bad luck that he's injured for the grand final, and that is incredibly bad luck, but I don't think that's what the league should be dictating where they put the bye.
I think we've found over the last 5 or 6 years since we've had this pre-finals bye that the first week of finals has actually been very, very good and almost a justification for it. But I do feel like if that's the case, then why wouldn't you put the bye the week before the biggest game of the year, the grand final, and give both of those teams the best opportunity to front up in the best possible condition? So to give you the answer, though, I do think it's far. So I agree with you. I think it will be moved. But I reckon it was already on the cards to be moved because Greg Swan, who's the new AFL footy boss, and Tom Harley, the former Swans general manager who's also coming to the AFL, both of those guys have been adamant that this is where the finals bye should be. And now that they've got some clout at AFL House, I'm almost certain that it's coming in regardless of the Tom Stewart incident. So pretty confident this time next year we'll have a week off.
Which would be kind of nice.
Anyway, you and I might still be chatting. It's if you'll have me.
Well, Hookie, I'm keeping you on the AFL, actually. The Brownlow medal count is the most boring night in footy. Fair pass.
It sounds like you think it's the most boring night in footy. I love it. I've got to be honest with you. I could sit and watch the Brownlow for hours. I actually love the fact that they do every round, every vote, and count them all the way through, because I just love the build-up and the way it just really rises to a crescendo at the end. So it's a farce. The Brownlow medal count is one of the great nights in footy. I love it. Bring it on. In fact, I reckon they could string it out for another hour. Take me through to midnight. I'd be happy. What do you think?
Look, personally, I go fair. You guessed it. Look, I actually, it's going to be a bit controversial. I find awards nights just in general often can drag out a little bit. I don't think our attention span can last the 2.5 hours for a countdown. That's just me personally. I think we need to celebrate achievements, but award nights should involve more entertainment. And if it was up to me, I'd be shortening up the summary of the count. But with that being said, Hookie, I think you are right. 2024 Brownlow medal had the biggest broadcast audience since 2015. So I do think the general public is not with me on this. But you know what? I'm co-hosting this podcast, so I can have my own opinion.
Soph, you are welcome to your own opinion. And I just thought it was relevant that you are by far and away the youngest member of this group. And we know young kids have short attention spans, and it just goes to show why you can't deal with a big, long footy medal count like that. Your turn. Is it your turn or is it my? It's my turn. Domestic cricket shouldn't start before the AFL Grand Final. Fair or farce?
Another good question. You're on a roll here, Hookie. I think I'm going to go fast. Look, there's so many forms of the game of cricket. It was a one year, and I think we are limited in our space in the calendar year. So I think if we didn't start now, we might run out of time. I think if it was a Shield game commencing right now, I would be greatly concerned, but it's not. So look, I'm going fast.
Good stuff. Agree. Look, the AFL has always had a pretty healthy disregard for when the cricket season is. We're going to see the AFLW stretch right through into the middle of November. So I reckon Cricket Australia can start when it wants, fast. Domestic cricket can that, Cricket Australia can start when it likes, in my opinion. In fact, we've probably seen with the Australian cricket team playing in Darwin and Cairns and Mackay that there's no reason that you couldn't start the season in July or August and play some games up there. I'd be perfectly comfortable with that. Good on you, Soph. Well, at least we agree on something.
Yep, that's always good. Well, I'm actually going to the Sandfell now because, you know, we're running – the AFL starting and the footy starting to come to an end, so we better get these fair and fast questions out quick. But not even Nathan Bassett can fix West Adelaide, fair or fast?
Oh, it's a good question, Soph, but I'm a big believer that Nathan Bassett will have a profound effect on West Adelaide. In fact, Sam Elliott, who coached them in the second half of last year, I think really had some things moving. And look, he's a professor at Flinders University. I understand why he's not going to coach them full time. But Bass, it might take a year or two, but I think he will really change the attitude and the self-confidence of a club like West Adelaide. I think they'll move up in the next 2 years. I think he can really do a rescue job for that club. So, fast, Nathan Bassett can fix West Adelaide.
Big, cool hookie. For someone who's normally just sweating in negativity when it comes to the Crows, I cannot believe you've gone fast here. West Adelaide have held the wooden spoon for the last 5 of the 6 years. I'm sorry. I think Bassett comes with a lot of experience and I think it's incredible that he's going to the club. But you think 2 years he's going to fix? Fix is a big word, Hookie. What is your definition of fix? I'm just curious here.
Wallace, I have a complaint to make. Can you stop letting Sophie do all of this research on this sort of stuff? Because I keep getting found out. Yeah, West have been pretty bad for a while. But you know what? Sturt, who just won the flag today, they couldn't find anyone to coach them 25, 30 years ago. And they've arguably been, outside of Central District and maybe the Eagles, the best club of the last 25, 30 years. So there's always hope. Stick it out. You get a right coach. You bring a few other people in who know what they're doing. I'm a big believer that they can make their way up. Yes, it's not like me. Normally I'm a little bit more down in the dumps and ho-faced about these sorts of things. But I'm a big believer in Nathan Bassett. So two SANFL premierships already for the Norwood Football Club. Don't know if he's going to win a premiership for West in his first couple of years, but I reckon they'll be a lot better.
All right. Well, I like it, Hookie. And look, I hope you're right. I do hope Nathan Bassett can absolutely help the West Adelaide team out. I do think they have a huge rebuild ahead of them. But look, let's go to my favorite part of this show, the power rankings. I always look forward to hearing how many people you've chosen, how many teams, how we can break the rules. So let's go to the power rankings.